I remember when I was young, and even in the seminary, when I would hear parables, I would ask myself, what in the world is that parable about? Or what on earth are the meanings of that parable for me? Well, the parable we heard today stands on its own. The message is really clear. In fact, it's so clear that I may not even need to say anything about it. But then you would be disappointed. Then you think, gee, I came all the way here for this, no homily, so that won't work. There's a lot that can be said about this parable, although it's so clear. The gospel has two parts. Our Lord is having a conversation with a lawyer, a scholar of the law. And this lawyer asks a good question. What do I need to do to get to heaven? Great question. And the second part is this parable of the Good Samaritan. So, how do I get to heaven? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, strength. Okay. We say, okay. We know we do it imperfectly, but we're doing it, right? You're here at Mass. You're loving the Lord your God. And then the second commandment is like the first. I'm supposed to love my neighbor as I love myself. Herein lies the problem. First of all, what if this is true? Well, it is true. Our Lord said it. But really, what if our road to heaven is that I need to love my neighbor as I love myself? I'd be inclined to say I want a free spin. Can I redo this one? I mean, seriously. First of all, our neighbor is not our relative. Neighbors are not our relatives. And I know after offering 700 funeral masses and working with a lot of families, I know that often the most difficult relationships we have in our lives are with our relatives. But that's not our neighbor. How we love our relatives is handled in the fourth commandment. So our neighbor is not our relative. Our neighbor is also not our friend, okay? We choose our friends. We don't choose our neighbors. So we talk, and I'm like, gee, I like you. Yeah. Will you be my friend? Yeah, I'll be your friend. Okay, so we're friends. We choose to be friends. We don't choose our neighbors. It's like you move into the house, and then it's like, oh, wow. There they are, our neighbors, right? That's why you never buy property without talking to the neighbors, right? You move in. And it's also clear that we are called to love our neighbor in a neighborhood that has no boundaries. So, who is our neighbor? Our neighbor is anyone in need, anywhere, even a stranger. I am to love that person as I love myself. And since we don't get a free spin on that one, we can say, okay, it's clear to me, like we heard in the first reading, all I have to do is carry it out, but it is so difficult. But that in is where we live our faith. A couple of things we can do to help us love our neighbor. One thing we can do to help us recognize our neighbor is to avoid living in a narrow world of exclusivity or just around people whom we're comfortable with. I like doing this too, because it's comfortable living. This parable criticizes people, any one of us, who will live in our own little world. Kind of leave me alone. Also, I cannot love my neighbor while I believe that God loves me, but I harbor any hatred toward another human being. I cannot believe that God loves me when I harbor resentment against another human being. Oh, even that resentment is that he has it coming. It's impossible. This parable criticizes that mindset. We cannot live in our little own worlds, and we cannot think that we're perfect while we hate or resent other people. And the flip side of this neighbor talk, what if I was the one who was robbed, beaten, dying in the ditch? Who will be neighbor to me? Will I want a neighbor then? You see, then my neighbor is not the one whom I find on my path in life. My neighbor is the one on whose path I place myself. Because we all will need a neighbor at some point in our life. So this week, my dear people, pray to be inconvenienced. I think we often feel as if we're being inconvenienced when we love our neighbor. It requires to be inconvenienced, because we have to come out of our world and we have to love someone whom we don't know. Pray for that this week. Be careful what you pray for, but pray for that this week as an opportunity. And also remember that to love our neighbor is not always something so dramatic. Small, kind actions is often all that's required. Let's remember that no act of kindness, however small, is ever wasted when we live this parable. Amen.